Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, the characteristic of King Puranjana, Text 43. Narada uvacha. Iti tau dampati tatra. Samudya samayam mitha. Tam pravishya putrim rajan. Mamudate shatam sama. Kitau dampati tatra. Samudya samayam mitha. Tam pravishya purim rajan. Mumudate shatam sama. Please. Ladies. The great sage Narada spoke. Iti, thus. Tau, they. Dampati, husband and wife. Tatra, there. Samudya, been equally enthusiastic. Samayam, accepting one another. Mitha, mutually. Tam, in that place. Pravishya, entering. Purim, in that city. Rajam, O king. Mumudate, they enjoyed life. Shatam, 100. Sama, years. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great sage Narada continued, My dear King, those two, the man and the woman, supporting one another through mutual understanding, entered the city and enjoyed life for 100 years. 100 years is significant in this connection because every human being is given the concession to live up to 100 years. The span of life is different on different planets according to the planet's distance from the sun. In other words, 100 years on this planet is different from 100 years on another planet. Lord Brahma lives for 100 years according to time on the Brahmaloka planet. But one day of Brahma is equal to millions of years on this planet. Similarly, the days on the heavenly planets are equal to 6 months on this planet. On every planet, however, the span of life of a human being is roughly 100 years. According to the lifespan of different planets, the standard of living is also different. Om Magyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurudinataranam Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shirada Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Nama Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sinhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashchatyadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I must be shameless to sit on this Vyasasana in presence of such exalted devotees. Please, especially Janivas Prabhu, Pankajangri Prabhu, give your blessings that I can say something pleasing to all the Vaishnavas. At least I make you laugh in the beginning. It was already a success. So, the story of Puranjana continues, and now he became successful by approaching the young girl, and to his great satisfaction, this girl also was very much into him, so to say. She was praising him very much for his expertise, and now, having mutual understanding, they enter in the city for 100 years. Srila Prabhupada explains that 100 years is a lifespan roughly given to every inhabitant of this material world. 100 years may differ from other 100 years. Lord Brahma 100 years is the biggest lifespan. Still, he lives only 100 years, and still this existence is have to come to an end. So, every living entity, having been given this lifespan in this material world, can only choose what he will do with this lifespan. Trees live much longer than humans, and yet their life is not very glorious because they just stand around and don't do anything. So their lifespan of a human who not utilizing his life in glorifying the Lord, hearing about his pastimes, changing his holy name, be it 1 year, 100 years, millions of years, is equally useless. So duration of life is not of such big importance, but each moment which we have in this life, what we do with this moment, this is what we have to ask ourselves. Where our priority go, where our attention flows, which topics are there to engage our mind. Shukadeva Goswami, when while speaking to King Parikshit, praised him very much and said that you are a very worthy student and you inquire about Krishna, and the topics which I speak to you about Krishna sound anew even to me, and you drinking them as a nectar from my lips with your ears. You are very greedy to take them. And he also said that Paramahamsas, who always meditate about Krishna within their mind, are eagerly greedy to take these topics again and again, and they are always appearing newer and newer to them, as if materialists, they are as dear to them as topics of women and sex for materialists. So let us, even having heard the story of Purajana, which is have to do very much with the preaching aspect of Narada Muni, and explaining negative, let's say, negative side of this world of attachment to women, of sex, and so on and so forth. Let us maybe hear now the stories which we probably heard many times and which should appear newer and newer to our consciousness, our mind, our heart, topics about Krishna, and which are bewildering even to the eldest person in this verse, namely Lord Brahma. So I wanted to somehow or other let us hear again the Brahma Vimohana Lila, the Lila which happened, which is very sweet and very beautiful, and the Lila which happened before that. You know which Lila happened before Brahma Vimohana Lila? Yes. Yes, killing of Agasura demon. So with your permission I will narrate a little bit. One morning Krishna woke up, and usually what happens when Krishna wakes up, Mother Yashoda arranges to, actually Krishna without taking bath, he goes to barn to see his cows, and then his servants and maidservants, they prepare the, you know, his basin and ornaments and everything, and then Mother Yashoda also thinks about how to arrange lunch for Krishna, breakfast for Krishna, and she would say Kundalata, she would send Kundalata to Yavat to fetch Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani has the big benediction of cooking everything, and whatever she cooked would taste like nectar and would be very, very Ayurvedic and beneficial. So that's what would be happening every day. But one day Krishna woke up and he decided to take breakfast in the forest with all the cowboys. So he blow his bugle, and all the coward boys woke up and took hundreds and thousands of cows with them, and they went to the forest. They approached the forest, and there they start playing. Different coward boys would sport in different ways. They would imitate birds by running after the bird's shadow. They would, some would coo like a cuckoo, some would buzz like a bee, some would play with the monkeys, and some would imitate the monkeys. They would go on the tree, they would jump from tree to another tree. So there was a lot of pastimes which coward boys are engaged. And then they would tease one another. They would have their lunch bags, and they would steal from one another and throw to another boy, and then the boy would run after his lunch bag, and then another boy would throw it further, and it would continue. The boys who would throw this lunch bag would laugh very much, and the boy who would run after his lunch bag would cry. So when he would cry, it was a success of the game, then the lunch bag would return to him, and some other boys would be teased like that. Then a big demon, Agasura, appeared on the scene. He was a younger brother of Putana and Bakasura, and he was very much aggrieved on the account of the death of his beloved siblings. So he wanted to avenge. He was sent by Kamsa naturally for the purpose of killing Krishna, and he would have his own revenge in his heart. He decided to take a body of a giant python. He took this body. His body was very, very great, like a mountain. Was 8 miles long, and his lower lip would touch the ground, and his upper lip would touch the clouds in the sky. And he was thinking that now he would devour all the coward boys and Krishna, and it will be the last offering which he would do for the departed souls of his brother and sister. Boys saw Agasura and they thought, wow, it's such a wonderful decoration in Vrindavan. It looks like a real python. But they would not think it's a real python. They thought it's a specially arranged attraction for them to play. And they start to speak with one and say, look, it's like a giant python. His lower lip is on the ground, his upper lip is touching the sky, and his tongue is like a pathway, and the warm breeze coming from his mouth is not very nice smelling, as if he have eaten flesh of some animals. So they speak among themselves like this, as if it was a living python, but they think they speak about some arrangement in Vrindavan. And they would start going to the mouth of Agasura. And Krishna was thinking, oh, I have to stop all the boys and calves, because he knows this is demon and he will kill them. But somehow or other, by Krishna's potency, he was not able to stop them. And then Krishna became thoughtful. What should I do to kill this demon and at the same time to save my dear friends and calves? While thinking this way, Krishna just entered the mouth of Agasura. And all the demons became very jubilant. And demigods start exclaiming, alas, alas. And as Krishna heard the demigods exclaiming, he decided to kill Agasura. So he started growing. And Agasura started growing also. But Agasura's growing power was limited, whereas Krishna was unlimited. At some point, Agasura became choked up and his eyes start rolling and fall out of sockets. And his life air was unable to find any way out. And he burst on the top of his head, came up and hang in the sky with a very, very bright effulgence. Then Krishna glanced on his friends and cows and brought them back to life. They were not at all revealed at what had happened. They started marching out of Agasura as if it was pleasure pastimes for them. In fact, it was. As Krishna went out of the mouth of Agasura, the effulgent soul of Agasura, to amazement of all onlooking demigods, merged into the body of Krishna. And Agasura, by Krishna's unlimited mercy, achieved the position of Krishna associate in Goloka Vrindavan. He achieved Sarupya Mukti. Everybody became praising Krishna. The demigods start showering flowers from Nandana Kanana garden. Apsaras began to dance. Gandharvas began to sing. Drummers start drumming their drums. And the Brahmanas start offering prayers. Lord Brahma have heard all this jubilation, and he decided to look what is going on. When he came to the scene, he was very much astonished of what had happened. So we'll leave Brahma for now in his astonishment. Then this happened when Krishna was 5 years old. And the whole of Vrindavan would come to know about the incident after 1 year. After Maharaj Parikshit heard this, he asked Tripadev Goswami, "Oh, my dear king, how is this happened that Krishna killed Agasura demon when he wasn't still in his Kumara age, but it was revealed when he was already in his Pauganda age?" When Shukadeva Goswami heard this question of Maharaj Parikshit, he started thinking about the pastimes of the Lord, and he lost external consciousness. And with a great difficulty, he brought his consciousness to external senses. Actually, it would happen many times. While Shukadeva Goswami would narrate the pastimes of Lord Krishna, therefore in his Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami, re-narrating in more details the pastimes of Krishna from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he would say that actually Shukadeva Goswami was in such a great ecstasy that the incidents which he narrated would sometimes not be in a chronological sequence. Therefore, I would narrate the incidents chronologically. So this is the narration of Gopal Champu, which we are not discussing here now. Coming back to Shukadeva Goswami, who came to his external consciousness, he praised Maharaj Parikshit for his eagerness to hear the topics of the Lord. And he continued his narration. He said that after killing of Agasura, Krishna and cowherd boys, they proceeded to the bank of the river. They came to the bank of Yamuna, and Krishna said, "Look, my dear friends, look at this beautiful place. The lotus flowers are blooming and they are attracting bees and birds which are chirping and humming and echoing around, creating such a wonderful atmosphere. And the sand on the bank of Yamuna is so soft that I don't think there's a more perfect place for us to play than this one. So let us stop here and take our lunch. And all the boys naturally agreed to Krishna's proposal. And they all sat on the bank of Yamuna and packing their lunch. And Krishna sat in the center like a whirl of lotus. All covered boys would sit around him. And they would just look at Krishna. Each and everyone want reciprocation from Krishna. They look at Krishna and Krishna look at them. And then they all unpack their lunches and they place it in a different plates. Some would place them on flowers, some would place them on the fruits, some would place them on a bark tree, some would just eat in a basket, some would place them in a stone, and they start to eat. And they would eat and exchange their different preparations. They would show each other, they would laugh, they would joke. And Krishna would joke and he would encourage such a wonderful festive mood in his friends. So that's simple enjoyment of Krishna consciousness with Krishna, just taking lunch together. Krishna's offer suggested that let us, it's a beautiful place, before they took lunch, he said, let our calf drink the water here. And there's a wonderful green grass, so let the calf take this grass. And we would take our lunch. So boys did like this. They let the calf drink the water and they tied them to trees. Actually, they tied them that they eat their grass, not run away. But while taking lunch, somehow or other, all the calves would go away. Maybe Brahma would already steal them, but Bhagavatam, and actually in the purport Prabhupada, would not give purport to this verse. It says just the calves were attracted by green grass, they would just go away. And boys became very afraid. What happened? All calves are gone. How we return home? So Krishna sees the anxiety of the boys, and he also, we see that he would be in such a serving mood to his friend. He said, you all sit here, take lunch. I'll be just in a minute. I will go fetch all the calves and bring them back. So Krishna, leaving his own food, leaving his own lunch, taking trouble to go and look for the calves in the forest. He would go deep to the forest. He would look in the caves. He would look in the bushes, he would look in the narrow passages, but he could not find the calves. And he would walk as if bewildered. With nothing, he came back to the river bank. And there, again, by the potency of his own Maya, he became bewildered because none of the coward boys was there anymore. Pondering for a moment about the matter, Krishna could understand that Lord Brahma took all the boys and the calves. So Krishna immediately expanded himself in the exact same amount of boys, exact same amount of calves, with the same features, with the same dresses, bugles, flutes, with the same characteristics, same ages, everything perfectly, and the same activities. So he perfectly matched the character and appearance of each and every boy, each and every calf, so that nobody would ever recognize that it was Krishna. And like that he returned to Nandagram. So different boys entered the houses of their respective mothers, and the mothers with a great jubilation greet the boys, sit them on their lap, and start feeding them milk, which was very profusely flowing from their breast. They would massage boys with the oils, they would bathe them, they would put tilak on them, they would decorate them. And they would feel such an intense attachment to their children they never felt before. In fact, their attachment to Krishna was always more than their attachment to their own children. But this year, their attachment equaled their attachment to Krishna because all their children were Krishna. It was very wonderful year for all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So Krishna actually expanded himself in order to please Brahma and in order to please all the inhabitants of Raja, because they could have very, very direct, very intense reciprocation with him. So this Leela is very wonderful in this regard. And all the calves would enter the cowsheds, and cows would run to lick them and feed them with milk. And like this every year, Krishna would perform his pastime by being a covered boys and a calf. Once 5 or 6 days before the completion of the year, he would go as his regular going to the forest with his brother Lord Balaram. And the cows were grazing on the top of Govardhan Hill with the elder cowherd man. And they were looking down for some green grass. And as they looked down, they saw their calves. Immediately, very intense and affection overwhelmed them. They start running with the speed of a wind down. Bhagavatam described that they would run as if they had only two pairs of legs. They would run with their tails raised, with their head raised, with their eyes very much looking at their calves. And as they approach the foot of the Govardhan Hill, they approach their calf, they start licking them in anxiety, as if they wanted to swallow them. They start feeding their milk, but astonishing, they would not go to the younger calves, which were already born by this time, but they would go to the older calves, which actually was not requiring milk anymore. And they would give their order to the older calves. The cowherd man became very angry and ashamed when this happened. They could not control their calves. And in angry mood, they with difficulty climbed down the Govardhan Hill. But when they came down, also they saw their children. And immediately parental affection flowed into their hearts. And they forgot all the agitation and anger. They came, they embraced their children, they raised them on their arms, and they achieved the highest perfection of parental love by smelling their children's heads. With a great difficulty then they released their boys and returned to the site of the pasturing for the cows. As they were going back, affection would overwhelm them and they would cry tears of love. Looking at all this, Lord Balaram was thinking something wrong here. And he so the energy of Krishna is so powerful that for one whole year, nobody, including Lord Balaram, could understand what was going on. And at this moment, Lord Balaram thinking that it must be only the illusory potency of my brother, or my Lord Krishna, that can bewilder even me. While thinking like this, he saw and he understood that all these cowherd boys, all the calves were actually Krishna. Then he approached the Lord and asked him what was going on. And Krishna then explained him the whole situation. Then Brahma decided to look what had happened. What after he had have stolen all the calves and the cowherd boys. Just after the moment he turned back, and at this moment naturally the whole year of the on the earth had passed. And to his great amazement, he saw the same, exactly same amount of cowherd boys, exactly same amount of calves, still playing there with Krishna. And Brahma could not understand. He thought, I have stolen all the cowherd boys and all the calves, and they are sleeping on the bed of my mystic potency now. But how it comes that the same amount of cowherd boys and calves are now playing with Krishna? So he became bewildered. And at this time, Krishna manifested his mystic potency by manifesting his four-armed form of Vishnu. All the cowherd boys, all the calf, were beautiful Vishnu murtis, bluish color, dressed in yellow garments, having lotus, mace, disc and conch in their hands. Beautiful decorated, having helmets, having armlets and ankle bells. They were decorated with beautiful tulasi garlands offered to them by their devotees. And at this moment, Lord Brahma could understand that he made a big mistake. And he came down, stepped from his swan, and actually at this moment, the whole Krishna understanding the bewilderment of Brahma and his repentance, he took out his illusory energy, and as Brahma looked on, Krishna would stand alone there without calf, without boys, with a morsel of food which he had before in his arm, with a yogurt, rice, with some fruits, as it was 1 year before. Lord Brahma came out from his throne, he paid obeisances, falling like a stick on the ground, touching the lotus feet of Krishna with all four helmets on his head. And he started offering prayers. As Brahma was finished with his prayers, beautiful prayers, he left, and Krishna, taking all the calf as nothing had happened, returned to the boys who were sitting on the riverside, and they all looked at Krishna and said, wow, you returned so quickly, we could not even eat a morsel of food. Yeah, let us now finish our lunch and return home. And on the way home, Krishna showed them the body of Agasura, which by that time had dried up. And when they returned to Vrindavan, then they told the story of killing of Agasura demons. In this way, 1 year had passed, and nobody knew about this incident of killing Agasura demons. So like that, there are so many pastimes of Krishna, which sweet like nectar, and which are the only remedy to cure our material existence. Srila Prabhupada have given us Krishna book, and he said we should read it every night before going to sleep. And he also left 10 canto, ultimately. There are so many pastimes of Krishna and activities of Krishna which we can engage our mind with on a daily basis, instead of maybe watching movies or, you know, pondering about the news of this world or having any kind of garbage which will pop up at the time of our bhajan, at the time, at any time, which there's so many different things which fill in our mind. But like pouring the milk pouring the milk in the glass with ink and pushing away the ink, we have to pour the nectar of Krishna Katha combined with the nectar of Harinam and push away all the nonsense thought and impressions which are accumulated there since millions of births. And this should be our primal activity, preferably 24 hours a day, if we can. If not, a little less, but sometimes a day that should happen. And this Leelas of Krishna should be combined with the most powerful means of deliverance in this age, with the Harinam, with the chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name is the topmost activity which can be done and can be performed in this day and age. It was given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was his mission to give the holy name. And Lord Brahma, who was bewildered at this time, he became Namacharya, Śrīla Haridasa Thakura, and he came to teach us how to chant the holy name. The holy name is to be chanted at least 16 rounds a day, and preferably, at least at this time, we have to give all our attention to the holy name. And for this reason, we need to train our attention at this time and all other time. Our mind has a tendency to think about something else while we engage in some activity. It's a very bad habit of being inattentive. And inattentiveness in chanting the holy name is the root of all offenses. If we even to think about uproot all other offenses, this is the one which we need to think about first. But as many trying to chant, so many sins coming into one's mind, and the name, until it becomes like a nectar, like Rupa Goswami describes, there's so much nectar in the name of Krishna that in these two syllables, when I speak this name, I desire to have millions and trillions of tones. And as this name enter my ears, I desire to have millions upon millions of ears to relish it properly. Have we experienced this kind of nectar? If we did, then, you know, everything else is irrelevant in this world. Only this name will lead us, will make us perform only proper activities, will make us act properly and respectfully towards everyone. There is no bewilderment. But if we didn't taste, we should cry in embarrassment and helplessness, and somehow or other beg for this nectar. Because unless we experience this nectar, nectar of Krishna Kirtan, Krishna's name, nectar of Krishna Katha, the topics of women and sex will be nectar for us. And these topics would capture our minds. The topic of gossip and Monday activities. There's so much nectar which Maya provides to us, and which life after life conditioning our covered soul, that is very difficult to give up. It is natural, it is spontaneous. And topics of Krishna, holy name of Krishna, at some point, and often it's not spontaneous, and it is a lot of endeavor which required on our part to bring our mind towards it. So very much great help is to fill our mind with Krishna Katha, and while performing Krishna Bhajan, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna, but we have so many wonderful bhajans, Yashoma Jinandana, and Vibhava Rishesha, and Jairada Madhava. This is bhajans so deep and so beautiful, when we really engage our mind before with studying and hearing Krishna Lila, and when we chant this bhajan, these lilas unfold in our heart. So these bhajans sang by great acharyas are there for us to purify our mind. These lilas left by Vyasadeva and 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and expanded unlimitedly by Six Goswamis Azaya to fill our mind. And the holy name, when we chant the holy name, all these impressions should be our shelter if we cannot just hear the holy name and relish the nectar of the holy name, which itself will reveal name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord in due course of times. If it is not happening, this name, form and qualities should be there ready for us to take shelter in while we chant in the holy name. Because the mind sometimes is not so cooperative to just stay on a sound vibration. Then it will bounce to something very Krishna conscious, rather than whatever activities I have to do. So this is, we have to understand that there's nothing more important than Krishna consciousness. We have to be reminded every day, and many several times a day, about it. And while practicing direct Krishna consciousness, preferably not engage our mind in anything else which is not so important. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your attention. So if there would be some questions, comments. Thank you very much. Rantanath Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitya Gaura Prema Nandai.